I'd like to convene the Ways and Means Committee. My apologies to those in the audience for a late start, but the Minnesota House ran until, what, about 3 a.m. last night. And you add the commute time to some members to get back and forth, and some folks are running a little later than they usually do. We do have quorum present, and we have the minutes.
Mr. Chair, I have taken a look at the minutes.
6th, and Representative Mahoney, I think you were one of the first here.
I spent some time looking at the minutes, and I think they're all correct.
Okay, the motion is before us to approve the May 6th, 2014 minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. We have one bill before us this morning, and we have Representatives Clark and Hamilton that are at the front desk, and now Representative Mariani joining them. Representative Clark moves that Senate File 271, the third engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the General Register. That puts the bill before us. And for the information of the folks in the audience, because this bill and virtually every bill that comes before the Ways and Means Committee has had hearings in previous committees, the way we operate is that if a member of the committee has a question of somebody in the audience, we entertain those questions, but we'll be relying mainly on the testimony this morning of the authors. We will have to be somewhat quick, especially with our late start, because the floor will convene at 11 o'clock. So we have a tight time constraint, but I would like to bring it to a vote this morning. So Representative Clark, your name is listed first on the bill, so do you want to be the one that starts? The bill is before us.
Yes.
You have a couple of amendments to put
yes,
in the order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks, committee members. I know we're all tired, and I really, really appreciate that we're all here and that we can go forward with this bill. It's been a big community measure for several years, maybe more than a decade, actually. And so we're going to be brief in presenting it, but want you to know, understand what it's about. We have several, we have at least one law enforcement person from out of town that we want to make sure can say a few things, and another elected official, but we will try to keep our testimony brief as you just instructed us. If we could move the amendment, the A1 amendment, Mr. Chair, and I can tell you what it does.
The motion is before us on the amendment.
First of all, let me say that we're working with Senate File 271. This is the bill that did pass the Senate floor last year, okay? So it's a bill that provides restrictions on how people and opportunities on how people can get driver's licenses using identification from other than what we have usually for people who are in Minnesota. It's a special driving license, and it says driving privilege license right on it. That's spelled out in the bill. What the amendment does is it just clarifies that a little bit, and we were advised by Mr. Burris, who's our House researcher on this, to move a couple of the places around, a couple of the languages that are in the Senate around so that they fit a little better under the various sections. So I'm relying on him, and we will do that. We will make those changes. And Mr. Chair, if there's any questions, you can see that we talk about driving privilege license and what it is and what it isn't. Mm-hmm. And we do have, if there are questions on this, we do have our expert here from the Department of Public Safety who can help us answer any questions on this. But mostly what this amendment does is make some technical changes and clarify that this is a driving-only license. And it makes that intent clear both on the lines 1.3 to 1.4 and on lines 1.4 to 1.5. And the technical change, we update this to be January 1, 2015. If this says 2014, we need to move that too. So, Mr. Chairman, that's what the amendment does. It puts it in the order that I think we all understand this bill to be, and so I would ask for the amendment.
Discussion on the amendment. Okay, seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Clark.
So, Mr. Chairman, One of the really wonderful things about this bill is that it is a bipartisan supported bill. That has been clear for more than a year. When we went through the Transportation Committee here, that was true. And one of the people who's worked so hard on that is Representative Hamilton. And I'm going to ask him to say a few words next because it's very important for us to all understand how deep this bipartisanship goes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I, too, am tired and I'm crabby. So if I offend anybody, I simply want to say thank you for listening. He's a little bit, you know. To be pragmatic about the whole thing, I'm keeping it simple in the message and safe roads and insured drivers. The compassionate Republican in me, if you will, having the town hall meetings back home and listening to the stories of individuals who have been detained or deported or whatever the case may be, it breaks your heart. And, you know, we have an issue before us to where we can do some very good work that will impact people in a very positive way. And I look around this room, not only here, but I also look in my own home and the friends that we have over and the friends of my children. And I see my new little buddy Jonathan sitting over here. And Jonathan and I, we went on a little tour of the Capitol, and you know what? He has an interest in politics. And, you know, what we had talked about and what I'd said is that, you know, immigration is one thing. But, you know, when I see in my own communities individuals who have been brought to our country by their parents or whatever, and you take a look at it today, and they are homecoming kings and queens. They are stars on the basketball team. They are scholars. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, the whole life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we have the opportunity to here to do something. In my mind, I think is pretty simple to address an issue that will. Do so much, not only improve safe roads and ensure drivers, but also help keep families together. And, you know, I had a town hall meeting where I had 500 people show up, and it's very powerful, very impactful. And I've been a supporter, and I thank Representative Clark for bringing this forward, and you, Mr. Chairman, for having the hearing and allowing me to testify. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Representative Hamilton. And Representative Mariani?
Mr. Chair, members, I will be even briefer because we're all very tired and we're pressed. But let me just say that
I think you need to move the mic a little closer. Oh, there we
okay.
go. Thank you.
Just very quickly, I want to say that immigration issues are issues that unfortunately divide our parties and divide our communities and divide our citizenry. But there are lots of things that also unite us. And frankly, most of those things are very practical things. And there really can't be anything more practical than public safety, anything more practical than making sure that our roads are being managed, driven by folks who understand the rules and that we know who they are. And while the federal government sorts out whatever it needs to, well, it sorts out the important issues that it needs to sort out relative to this community of people, we still have both the responsibility and the duty to make sure that we have laws and rules that govern our state that make sure that it's a safe place and that it's a place that upholds the dignity of individuals. And I can't think of, you know, well, there are lots of things that we do in terms of dignity, but one of them is to make sure that people can get from point A to point B. Very practical stuff. This is a state issue. We have the absolute responsibility and the right to regulate our driving rules and conditions in our state. And there are many other states that have already taken this step, including states that are governed by both parties. We have Republican governors, Republican legislatures, Democratic governors, Democratic legislatures have taken the very practical step to make sure that driving privileges are regulated and available to all people, including the people that we're hoping to provide some assistance with in this bill. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'll I'll cease and look forward to the next few minutes we have to go over this bill.
Okay. I think what I would like to do next, I think the Department of Public Safety is present. If they could have one of their spokespeople come forward.
Mr. Chairman, while that's happening, I'd like to call your attention to a packet that has a bunch of letters in it. And I want to thank Representative Hamilton for helping get one part of the packet put together. But you can all look at it. You'll see that there's letters there from various businesses. I'll let him go over that. And also church leaders, folks from the faith community in general, and community organizations. So I just wanted to ask you to check that out. We won't ask all those people to come and testify, Mr. Chairman, but it's really helpful. And maybe you could just mention it.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Representative Clark. And Mr. Chairman, just very quickly, we have support from Minnesota Agri-Growth Council, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, Midwest Food Processors, the Minnesota Milk Producers Association, and the Minnesota Lodging Association, amongst others in the packet.
Okay, thank you. If Ms. McCormick could just comment on the bill and maybe touch a bit on the revenue. This is the Ways and Means Committee. I think we know the intent of the bill and so on, but if you could comment on the department's position in terms of how it would operate and what the fiscal impact would be.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, Pat McCormick, the Director of Driver and Vehicle Services. At the current time, the department is responding to a fiscal note request, and so I don't have a formal estimate as to the costs of the card. What I could tell you is that our current driver's license contract, when we make a change to the card, there's a cost of $15,000 for that change. And so that would be the estimate. That's only an estimate that I can give you at this time. In terms of the card itself, the legislation talks about the fact that there would be the people that would apply for the card would be applying so that they could have driving privileges and that it is not to be used for identification purposes. And so obviously in that regard, when we give driving tests to any applicant, if they were getting a driver's license, they would have to demonstrate proof of insurance as part of the driving test. We require that before we take them out on the road, so they would have to prove to us that they would have the insurance that's necessary and that they would need to have proof of their identity and also attest to the fact that they're a resident of Minnesota. And in terms of the proof, it would be allowed for, according to the legislation, it would be allowed to be able to use a passport from another country, as well as the passport or other documentation that they would have to be such that it was a card that had security features on it and would not be able to be altered, so that we would be able to verify that it is a card that meets the standards of whatever country that document is from. And then in addition to that, they would also have to be able to have a birth certificate, and they would be able to have that translated. We have a process that we use right currently where they can bring in a certified translation of the copies of those documents. And so that would be the process that would be used, and then obviously they would need to follow the regular process in terms of getting a driver's license, which would be to take a written test as well as a road test.
Okay, and when we ask about the cost factor, and you told us that it costs about $15,000 to prepare the card, would there be any impact on the general fund?
Mr. Chair,
how would it be financed? Let me put it that way.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, we have a driver's services special revenue account, and so that account would be the one that the if this would would pass, that would be the account we would request an appropriation from.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add, I want to thank Representative Beard. Some of the language that has to do with the security that's in this bill was put in last year at his request, and so his fingerprints are on it. I just wanted to thank him for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Representative Beard, for your input. It looks like this is truly a bipartisan approach to resolving an issue that's been very important for many people. I've talked to a number of people when I come and go from the House chambers, so and some of them are here in the audience. They've been here on a day-by-day basis recently. So, Representative Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to echo Representative Clark's. I would say thanks to her for slowing down, wait for some of us to catch up, because we did have a genuine public safety concerns. And you allowed that to be addressed in having dealt with this for many years. And from a transportation perspective, and as a chair and as the lead Republican on Chair Hornstein's committee, we come to recognize that immigration is actually a federal issue. They've got a real problem with it, but it's not our fight. We can't fix it. That's up to Washington. In the meantime, the stuff that's going on around it does affect us as a state very, very plainly, as Representative Mariani mentioned. We do have control over driver's licensing and who has the privilege of driving on our roads. That is our issue, and we can deal with that. So I just wanted to say the concerns that we had bipartisanly in the Transportation Committee, as Representative Clark met, so because our main interest is you are who you say you are, and you're as old as you say you are, and that you can understand and pass our traffic laws. That is the concern, and I think that this bill meets those and addresses those concerns. So we can be on the same page when it comes to public safety. So I just want to say thank you, and I'm glad to lend my support to the bill.
And Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Yeah, I'm back over here. Many would argue where I belong. No, especially maybe Mr. Chair on this issue. Thank you, Representative Clark, Representative Hamilton. For someone who spent 30 years working with many people in the Latino community as a landscape contractor, and actually in early 2001 in early September was in Washington, D.C. from September 9th till September 12th, when we were this close to getting the first Bush president to pass real immigration reform, and we wouldn't be here today if some goofballs wouldn't have flew some airplanes into some buildings. So I flew out to Washington, D.C. in an airplane that landed at Ronald Reagan Airport, and I told my wife, we won't be flying out of that airport when we go home. We're going to be riding a bus or doing something different, and we ended up riding a bus with a bunch of other landscape contractors going back to Chicago, and then got picked up from there and ended up back in Minneapolis. My point is, I was never interested in politics until I spent 4 days in Washington, D.C., lobbying for immigration reform. These are good, hardworking people, and Representative Mariani, I don't mean that to say it in a bad way. I don't care if you're an Irish Catholic or a hardworking Hispanic. You're here because you love what you do. You're working hard. I don't care how you got here. I don't care what your mom and dad thought when you came here. But you're here now, and you deserve a break. And you should be able to go to the school you want to go, and you should pay the same tuition my kids paid. That's absolutely right. We should do that. And I don't want people coming to work driving a car without a driver's license and without insurance. And it makes a lot more sense to put them on the road when they've taken driver's training, and they've got a license, and they've got insurance. Again, Representative Mariani, I don't mean to stereotype or anything. These are doggone hard-working people that work their tail off. They just, you know why there's not more of them here? Because they're out planting trees or milking cows or doing whatever because they want to make a better life for them and their family. And I'm not going to chastise people for that. That's the American way. And this is the little thing the state can do. This and letting them get to school is the right thing. Representative Beard, thank you for helping. We do need to do it right. You know, it's not an ID. It's not to allow them to be in the country illegally. We want to fix that. But doggone it, that's the feds have dropped the ball completely. And Representative, both President Bushes have tried to do it. Representative President Obama is trying really hard to do it, and we have to do it bipartisanly, and truthfully, the Republicans got to get off the dime. I think they're missing a great voter block, for one. Representative Clark, I know a lot of them would like to vote for you, but I think some would like to vote for us, too. Yeah, doggone it, we're giving them more reasons to not want to do that. So, Mr. Chair, thanks for the flexibility. I think this is a really important bill. I think we've shown that it's not a partisan issue. Unfortunately, it's got political implications for folks, especially on our side of the aisle, but we got to look beyond that and do the right thing. So, Representative Clark, you've worked really hard, and thank you for what you're doing and the friends. It has been fun to talk to them, but I do want to say, please, no matter what happens, eat when we get done. Please do. You've sent this really strong message, but I am concerned about your health. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and Representative Hornstein.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I really appreciate the comments that Representative Beard and Representative McNamara made, especially coming from, you know, our jurisdiction and our committee, Transportation Finance. It's not just about roads and bridges. We fund driver and vehicle services and traffic safety in the Department of Public Safety. And so this is really a public safety issue, period. That's what this is about. And as Representative McNamara said, our aspiring citizens are woven into the fabric of our communities, attending our schools, their employers, their employees, families. And this is one way in which we can really improve the quality of people's lives. That's simply what this is about. It's not a complex issue. And I really want to thank the authors, Representative Clark, Representative Hamilton, and thank everyone who's come here. You know, for a room like this at the state capitol, it's very rare that we have a packed room of citizens. You've come here on short notice, bienvenidos, and mucho gracias for your activism, because, again, it makes a huge difference. You have made a huge difference. Every time we have had a hearing, transportation policy, transportation finance, in a committee of the House of Representatives, and I'm sure it was the same in the Senate, it's been a packed room, and that makes a difference. Your voices are being heard. That's why we're here today, and we've made a lot of progress this year, and we're going to make some more progress in the future. So I just really wanted to thank, again, everyone for coming, the advocates of this bill and the vigils that you've held in front of the chamber. They make a difference. And, again, I know how hard it is to turn out in large numbers in such short notice, and that's noticed and it's appreciated. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mariani.
Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the flexibility with the Ways and Means Committee. I know we're on the floor in a few minutes, but I know that there's, I think, at least one person from Greater Minnesota, I think from law enforcement or something like that. I'm wondering if we can just honor that person's presence and have them share just a few seconds.
So. And Representative Mariani, as you know, if a member has a question, we do entertain that testimony. So, I think this person is maybe from Winona. Is
that's right.
Okay, if you could identify yourself for the record and county attorney.
That's right.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, good morning, first of all. And my name is Karin Sonneman. I'm the elected Winona County attorney. But I also serve as the vice chair of the Winona County Criminal Justice Coordinating Council. And I also serve in that, in a additional capacity in that organization as the chair of our Community Outreach and Diversity Committee. And for several years, we've worked on many issues to address the immigrant population in our county. We are agricultural. We also have great universities in Winona County, but we're agricultural and we have a strong immigrant population. And so in meeting the needs of that population, we've been working on this issue for several years as well. Just to give you a quick background on the Criminal Justice Committee, it's made up of about 20 members of the leaders of our community, stakeholders in the criminal justice system. And it doesn't include just the usual suspects, I'll say, prosecutors, defense attorneys, the courts, probation, our human services, our educators. We have our superintendents on our committee, We also have Fatima Saeed, who I think some of you may know from Project Fine, which is a strong organization that serves our immigrant population in Winona County. But also on that committee are law enforcement. I mean, I consider our prosecutor's office law enforcement as well, but the true law enforcement officers are those out in the field daily. We have our sheriff, Winona County Sheriff, and four local agencies, the City of Winona, Lewiston, St. Charles, and Goodview. Our organization has come together, and you have a handout there that we prepared in preparation for the session this year, and it lists what this bill, why we support this bill, and as many of the members of the committee have already said, it's a public safety issue. From our perspective, it's a smart on crime public safety issue, because you would be getting people who are educated and licensed, insured. That protects all of us. I'm not going to go through our sheet because I know you're short on time. Right. So, but I just want to say that from our organization, again, this is representing all of Winona County, including our law enforcement officers. We support this bill and ask that you support it as well. It's not just a public safety issue, though, and from our perspective, it's a fairness and a social justice issue, embracing the diversity of our population in Winona County. Thank you.
Well, very good. Thank you. And one of the reasons we're short on time was we were originally scheduled for 9, but as I announced earlier, we ran until about 3 a.m. in the morning on the House floor, so we moved it to 10 o'clock, but I thought that would give us enough time to get a good understanding of the issue and give the authors a chance to do a presentation, as well as hear from the department and the county attorney's office, or the Winona County attorney. But Representative Detmer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Clark and Representative Hamilton. How long would this, I just have a couple questions. How long would this will be a provisional license? How long will it last? When do they renew them? And what goes on? I know, is it the same schedule as other licenses?
I think a good question for the department, Representative.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Mr. Chair and Representative Demmer, it would be the same as our regular driver's license, so it'd be every 4 years.
Okay.
Or you need to, when if you change your address, you need to get a duplicate driver's license so that we always have the correct address on file.
Mr. Chair, a couple other questions. Would this speed up, if a person wants to become a citizen, an American citizen, will this help speed up the process of becoming a citizen of our state and of America? I think this would probably be something that's really important. I know my ancestor, grandfather came from Germany on the boat, and a lot of people come to America for, just as Representative Hamilton indicated, to be here in America and be citizens. Is this a way that we can help speed up the process of becoming a U.S. citizen? This might be a question for anybody. I don't know.
Yeah, Representative Hamilton, your hand went up. I'm not sure if we have an answer here on that question. But
you know, I guess my response would be, you know, I would hope so, you know, but it has nothing to do with that. And we want to make that very, very clear. I want to make that very, very clear that the two are not intertwined. And the reason why I say I hope so, it comes back to the same why I was a supporter of the DREAM Act. And there was a caveat within the DREAM Act that in the event you did exercise that you would in some way, shape, or form look to that path of documentation as well. So again, I just want to stress that they're not intertwined in any way, shape, or form. But again, we do need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, and maybe this could be one step.
And maybe one more question here. In terms of behind-the-wheel training, will now students in school go through the behind-the-wheel training, And for an adult that's already out in the workforce, will they just be, they'll be taking the driver's test like anybody else?
Ms. McCormick.
Mr. Chair and Representative, it would be the same requirements as we have for any applicant for a driver license.
And just to finish up here, your facts and statistics are from California. Do we have any facts or statistics from Minnesota right now? I know the sheet that we have there are from California. Are there any statistics from Minnesota?
Mr. Chairman, I might have to call on one of our other members to answer that. And I think Mr. Chairman, I guess we don't have a definitive number. That's part of the problem. And I think as we, when we pass this law, but I think I forgot to mention there are 12 other states that have passed this law. One of the things that happens is you are able to start knowing who the people are, and you have numbers that you can count and so on. So right now, it's not clear how many people that would be. We know we have a large immigrant population from a number of countries, and some of it's a little difficult to count.
Well, Mr. Chair, the facts and statistics were the, in terms of the accidents and so forth, were from a source in 2011 from California. I just wonder if there was anything from Minnesota. So
I'm not sure. I'm just looking around, but I don't know that I have a resource for that. I'm just about to say that.
Okay. Might be more efficient if you just come into the group rather than just the author.
Members of the committee, John Keller from the Immigrant Law Center. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Detmer, the information obviously from other jurisdictions that have passed the license have the ability then to track the people who sign up for it. In Minnesota, both the census data as well as the American Community Survey data estimate anywhere from 75 to 95,000 persons in Minnesota who are undocumented. The number that would be of driving age, I believe in a previous testimony, either last year or earlier, DVS has an estimate of about 20,000 people that have provisional licenses at this time because they have less than permanent immigration status. The only information that I've seen in terms of accident rates was from a 2009 public radio piece that basically confirmed some of the national data that showed unlicensed drivers and uninsured drivers are anywhere up to 5 to 10 times more likely to flee the scene of an accident or to cause a serious accident. So that might answer some of your question.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chair. And again, thank you for bringing this, and you know, I'll be supporting this legislation.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, could I just say one thing?
Representative Clark.
I just want to thank you again for the opportunity, and I wanted to recognize that we have in our audience here, we have another elected official, City Council Member Alonda Cano, and I had asked her to come to testify, but in the interest of time, that may not be possible, but I just wanted to recognize her as one of the people who... she's standing right here.
She stepped forward. That if you could be very brief, Councilman, we're about to go to a vote. We're doing the House floor in 6 minutes, so if that gives you a little guidance.
2 minutes?
Welcome. And if you could identify yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee members, for taking the time to hear this today. Just last night, I was reading an article about how Washington, D.C. is stuck. Oh, my name is Alondra Cano. I'm the 9th Ward City Council member and also the Vice Chair of the Intergovernmental Relations Committee on the City Council. And as I was saying, I was reading an article last night about how Washington, D.C. is stuck on immigration reform. For the last 15 years, they haven't been able to move anything forward, which is why it's important for states and cities to work together to advance these issues. I will say that my mother was an undocumented immigrant. We came here when I was 10. And through the opportunities that she had to drive me around to color guard, marching band, track, to pig me my job. She set me on a good path to become the first Mexican-American to sit on the city council today. So this bill is about a much broader issue than safety. It's about keeping kids in school, making sure that our parents can drive them to school, back to their sports activities. It's also about economic prosperity. I represent Lake Street, which is one of the largest economic cultural corridors in the entire state, and the folks that live and drive there every day have helped to turn Lake Street around. We see less crime, more jobs, more businesses. So I please urge you to pass this bill to make sure we get enough votes on the House floor to keep moving Minnesota forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And any further discussion? Well, seeing none, then, Representative Clark, would you like to renew your motion?
I would, Mr. Chairman. I move that House File, Senate File 271, as amended, be referred.
Yeah. Recommended to pass and placed on the general register.
Say that? Okay. No. Be placed on the general.
All right, that's right. We can't, prior to negotiation, recommended to pass. We have to state that motion under the new
rules.
Guidelines. After 42 years here, you kind of go into the old pattern. But Representative Clark's motion would be, I renew my motion that Senate File 271, the third engrossment as amended, be recommended to be placed on the general register. That's the appropriate motion these days. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carried. And congratulations. I'd just like to quickly thank the people in the audience for turning out, as Representative Clark said, on a relatively short notice and a time adjustment. But with that, meeting adjourned.